How do you get children to fess up to bad behavior? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Craig Smith, research investigator at the University of Michigan, explores how reacting positively might help increase confessions.
Let's imagine you ate a cookie that belonged to someone in your family. Who did this? The person will surely ask. You can lie and say it wasn't you, or you could tell the truth. What emotions do you associate with each option? My colleague Michael Rizzo and I explored just this issue with a group of children. Why ask about emotions? Well, the feelings we associate with future actions can make us more or less likely to engage in certain behaviors. We showed a group of 4 and 5-year-olds and a group of 7 to 9-year-olds stories about kids who did bad things, for example, stealing a friend's candy. All participants saw one story end with a child confessing to his mom, and another story end with a child lying to his mom, for example, saying the dog ate the candy. We asked the participants what they thought the story character, let's call him Bill, would feel. The younger children thought Bill would feel better after lying compared to confessing, often pointing out that Bill avoided punishment with a lie. The older children associated relatively positive emotions with confession and negative emotions with lying. They were more likely to talk about the wrongfulness of lying. Other studies indicate that even preschool-age kids know that lying's wrong, but we found that they associate relatively positive emotions with this behavior. We next asked what Bill's mother would feel after he confessed, and we had the children's parents report how often their kids confessed to real-life misdeeds. We found something interesting. Children who expected Bill's mom to feel happy about the confession were reported by their own parents to confess more in real life, compared to the kids who expected Bill's mom to be mad. This fits with other studies showing that emphasizing the virtue of honesty can promote it in children. So what's the takeaway? While we might get mad at some of the things our kids do, letting them know you'll always be happy about truth-telling may encourage them to take that scary step of confessing to a misdeed.
That was Craig Smith of the University of Michigan. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AACNU, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.
Trying to find a way to write this confession down. Seems every line I write's a mess. At least this I'll admit.